Hi everyone, happy Monday. We are back with episode 2, season 2 of Bingeable. And this is the first show I feel like we've done where there's going to be some heated back and forth. The most polarizing show that I feel like is on right now, Emily in Paris. Okay, Em, we're doing it.
No, I'm a little scared. I just want to remind Lucy that last week when we were doing Succession, she told me she knew I was going to like Succession because she really trusted my taste and judgment. And now I feel like she's just pulling that out from under me after I watched her watch Emily in Paris.
No, it's not. Okay, this is the key differentiation. Do you think it's a good show or do you just like it?
I mean, I don't think it's an award-winning show. I think it's a fun show. I think it's an escapism show.
Fair. I think it's the worst show I've ever watched.
God. That is, I feel like there must be something. Wait, what show? We did another show that we didn't like on Bingeable.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it was The Undoing.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, hated the ending.
Hated
the ending. Hated. We were miserable.
That was not
Well,
right.
Lucy hated this entire show. So, similar,
but different. I watched season one, and I was feeling like it was fun, and it was bad. But I was like, it's bad, but it's fun. I want to keep watching. I don't know why, but I want to keep watching. This season, I was just angry the whole time.
Well, first of all, if you didn't watch the show, you probably won't be listening to this podcast, but it is a show, Emily in Paris. It is literally about a girl in her 20s, a marketing exec from Chicago. Basically, she gets this freak opportunity. Her boss is supposed to go to Paris and run the French division of their marketing firm, and she ends up finding out she's pregnant, and then Emily gets sent in her place. Doesn't know any French, as American as it gets, had no idea this trip was coming, and so she gets shipped off to France, and it's a bit of a rude awakening for her, and for the French.
And for the French, that's for sure.
So yes, Lucy, what did you like about the show, since it's a shorter list?
Okay, that's a shorter list. Let's start there. I loved Sylvie. Sylvie is my girl. I love that actress from Call My Agent. She's so good. She's also a smoke show. I love her.
Oh my God. She's fabulous.
She's fabulous. She is like the one saving grace. I'm not even going to say saving grace because unfortunately it doesn't save the show, which is not her fault. But she is great and I love her and she makes me want to be like this powerhouse, flawless, naturally beautiful woman at that age. And I just really love her. So that's the good for me.
I mean, and Sylvie's clothing, she's just like the chicest woman you've ever seen. Mm-hmm. She also, there was that whole storyline in the second season where she is seeing the photographer. And was that when the waitress asked, he's a younger man, and the waitress was like, oh, like, what does your son want to eat? And she just started making out with him at the table. It was just, like, I feel like she just, like, is having so much fun with life and aging and totally embracing it. Which I feel like the French just, in general, are so much better about than
they really are.
American. They aren't being killed by life. Like, we can be in America.
They're not being beaten down.
They're not working themselves to death.
Right. That's
true. I mean, I'm sure some are. But I feel like they,
as a culture, that's not what they value.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's true. And I did love when she was like, it's illegal to text about work on the weekend. I was like, we must adopt that.
We must. Oh, my God.
So I love her. And I love to look at Gabrielle. But you know when somebody is so hot, but then they have, like, a terrible personality, and for a while you can be like, you're still hot to me, and then you just get beaten down by their personality, and they just, like, stop being so attractive. And I will say it's not his fault, because I cannot imagine acting in another language, so I fully give him and Camille props
for doing the best they can. That being said, it's not doing them any favors. And I'm just like, first of all, he's never cooking. He's never, sometimes he chops, but it's like somebody else's hands, obviously. He always looks fresh. And like, chefs are like dripping in like sweat and grease and just like running around. He's always just standing outside his cafe.
I do feel like a lot of the time when I was in Paris, chefs were standing outside of the cafe for just a cigarette or something.
Yeah, right, on a smoke
just
break.
Just taking in the fresh air. But no, it is. And I will say, I didn't feel this way in the first season. I thought he was absolutely gorgeous. I was totally in love with him, totally swooning in the first season. Now, in the second season, I also thought he was unbelievably attractive. However, yes, his personality, I did feel like it was a downward spiral. I need to know who the writing team is on Emily in Paris, because I feel like, what's the division? French and American? Because I don't really know. I feel like they are trying to make Gabriel's character a French romantic and show like how that's different. But I don't necessarily, I mean, they're really just making him somebody who is two-timing two women and like not taking no for an answer and, you know, not being considerate of anyone and kind of just wanting to do, he's just been a player and not a very good one this season.
This is my whole issue with, well, the show in general, but specifically this season and specifically the storyline between Emily, Camille, and Gabrielle is nothing happens. Like, there's no actual conflict. It's all manufactured and dragged out over 10 episodes. Like, what's so strange is that Gabrielle and Camille didn't even get back together until the final episode. So what's the problem? Like, he breaks up with Camille, she finds out, she breaks up with him, and then they're all friends for 5 episodes and nothing happens. There's no actual two-timing happening except in one episode of season one. Like, then nothing happens. So I'm like, why is this a storyline? It's nothing.
Well, and it gets to a storyline to the point of you, like, really aren't rooting for either relationship.
Well, exactly. And also, neither relationship even exists. That's what's so weird. Yeah. Is I'm like, well, he's not dating any of them, so what's the problem? Like, you know what I mean? Or, so, stop being friends with Camille. Like, you don't have to be friends with her. Like, you've known her for, like, 2 months. Be with him.
I mean, well, that Emily, the fact that she continuously lies to Camille and tells Gabriel to lie and basically just say that it didn't mean it. Like, maybe just, that's just like the oldest overused trick in the book to just be like, oh, let's just both tell her that nothing's happening and lie about our feelings and this won't blow up.
Right.
Obviously, they've never watched any other young adult drama.
Right. Exactly. The middle of the season where nobody's in a relationship with anybody, and yet there's all of this, like, I'm supposed to be invested in this weird three menage a trois that no one's actually participating in.
Well, and even Sylvie makes several, like, comments. She's like, this is not a good menage a trois.
No.
Like, this is a failed attempt at an affair.
Very, very strange.
Just have the affair or don't have the affair.
Exactly. And that would make it so much more interesting.
Have we already gotten past the things that you like?
Oh, yeah, that was it. It was just Sylvie. Mindy.
Oh, boy.
Look.
This is going to get you some enemies.
I'm sorry. I thought she was very charismatic in season one. I felt like she was the breakout of season one. I understand she was in Mean Girls, and I understand that she was on Broadway, and she was Regina George. What I don't understand is why she is singing in every single episode. She's not a bad singer. She's obviously a good singer, but, like, she's an... oh, my God, she's an undiscovered pop star. Like, I don't see it.
I am a ginormous Ashley Park fan, who plays Mindy. I think she is fabulous. I love her energy, and I feel like she is really the bright spot in this whole show. I feel like Sylvie is the interesting part, and Mindy's the bright part.
But is Mindy an undiscovered Jennifer Hudson? You know what I mean? Like, are we really buying that?
I gotta say, I love the band. I love the piano player in the band.
And also, this is my other thing with that storyline. The idea that she, that there's all of this conflict because she didn't tell him she was rich. Who cares?
Oh, yeah.
What?
Oh, yeah.
And she's crying, and then the scene when she is under the covers and she's moping and she's upset and Emily comes in and she's trying to comfort her, and then Emily starts crying? It doesn't make any sense. I mean...
Is she crying about Gabriel?
No. Mindy's like, what am I going to do? And she says, he's going to figure it out because you're the best. And then she starts crying, and Mindy's like, I am the best. And Emily's like, yeah. As she's fighting back tears. Why? Why? I just...
And that's the scene that's going to be submitted for Emmy nomination.
There's no character consistency in Emily. That's the other thing I don't understand. Sometimes she's like a raging bitch. Like in the scene when they go to the spa and all the French women are nude and she's like giving them these like very judgmental eyes. Like she's a prude. And then two scenes later, she's like, I'm getting on that yacht and I'll do whatever it takes. And she's this like bold American. And I'm like, what? Who is this person?
Who is she? Okay, well, let's talk about her outfits.
I mean, you start.
Okay, so I just watched season one, episode one. Boy, did the outfit choices get bolder in season two, first of all. I guess she's becoming more French. I love her individual pieces. Mm-hmm. I sometimes hate how she puts them together. I love her experimentalness. But I also, like, sometimes it's like she's, like, a little girl getting dressed. Sometimes she looks like a five-year-old. Or she'll put, like, really amazing pieces together in a way that, like, a kid would.
Yeah. Like, I don't think she ever looks chic. This is my main thing in the show, is I would be able to enjoy it if I felt like they knew what they were doing. And, like, they were purposely kind of being cheeky and they knew that they were being silly and they were kind of making fun of themselves.
They do.
I don't think so. I think they think it's good. And I'm like, if Emily was putting these horrible outfits together and like people were making comments about how awful they are and she'd be like, no, it's chic, then I'd be like, okay, they know this looks bad. But I'm like, oh, I think that they think this is good.
She gets dressed very seriously. Good. Love Lily Collins, thinks she's absolutely beautiful, thinks she has impeccable style outside of Emily in Paris.
Yeah.
But I also feel like they dress her in such a different way than Sylvie. Like, she's not, like, becoming Sylvie. She's becoming this, like, I don't, like, her clothes are getting better, but the way she's wearing them is, like, crazier. And she's still this, like, very showy, very, like, obvious American girl in Paris, like, even as she kind of assimilates.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, then you have her next to Sylvie, who's just so, like, naturally effortless and chic.
Right.
And French.
Is this... Are they commenting on how American people think French people dress? Or, like, do they actually think... Like, I'm very confused by what they're trying to do. Like, I don't understand the tone. And even Sex and the City. I mean, that's really what everyone's comparing it to, of course, because of Darren Star. And I feel like Sarah Jessica Parker got away with wearing a lot of the crazy Carrie mm-hmm. outfits because Carrie was like a crazy character, and so it kind of made sense.
I just want to say I just recreated an outfit from And Just Like That that Carrie wore.
I haven't been able to bring myself to watch And Just Like That. I'm a huge Sex and the City series fan. I thought the movies were trash, but I do think at some point, like, I'll wake up one day and be like, today's the day. And I'll watch it.
I mean, it took me, I watched like two episodes, this is a side note, then gave up and was like, I can't do this. And now I'm fully back. Somebody told me one thing that happened tonight, I'm fully back and invested and I'm here for it.
I will say, Darren Star is having quite a couple of years, so respect to that.
Oh my God, well he did Sex and the City, he did Younger, he did now Emily in Paris, loved Younger. Been trying to get you into that for years. So this is your punishment for watching Emily in Paris.
Also, the budget that they must have is astronomical with the locations that they're shooting in, and yet the lighting is always horrendous. They're always...
Well, maybe they're saving somewhere.
That's where they're saving is they're skimping on the lighting because they're just always... They're never lit right, ever.
I mean, I'm loving just watching the scenes in Paris. I will say the setting just gives me all the feels. And I did study abroad in Paris. I was the original Emily in Paris.
That's
and
true.
I was in such a depression after watching this season because I was like, when the hell am I going to go back to Paris? I just don't know. I think I just needed this show as a vacation, and yeah, that's why it holds such a place in my heart.
I get that. You know, it's not like I think every show has to be Handmaid's Tale. Yeah, the best show, like the most heavy drama. Like, I like a silly...
Certainly not Handmaid's Tale.
Certainly not. I like a silly, fun show. I just find Emily Cooper the most vanilla, uninteresting. Like, I don't find her charming. I don't think it's cute that she doesn't know French and she's like, bonjour. Champagne, like, spray it, don't drink it, don't sip it, is the dumbest campaign I've ever... Like, what is that?
This is because you're watching Mad Men. You're too critical about
people. That's true. I mean, Dawn would have a field day with some of these ideas.
I was so offended in the first season about how they were portraying the French. When I was in Paris, it's totally true that if you go to Paris and you just don't try to speak the language and just walk in there as a full-on American and just don't even try to embrace the culture, then they have absolutely no interest in you. But if you, like, try to speak French and... You know, put a little effort in. Like, I had my book of French terms. They were totally so sweet. I didn't find any of them as rude as they're portrayed in this show. I felt like they were such, truly the most lovely people and genuinely wanted to embrace anything. And I was definitely as obviously American as Emily, let's be honest.
Well, I just cannot imagine what French people think of Americans watching. Like, can you imagine? They're like, this is what they think we're like? This is how they think we dress?
Oh, 100%. Well, but then it's also like several of the characters are French.
I totally give them props for acting in English, but I don't understand why they're always acting in English. There's several scenes in every episode between only French people or mostly French people where I'm like, they would be speaking French. So let them speak French and be better actors.
Oh, yeah.
Sylvie is great, but even Sylvie, watching her get to act in French is so much more engaging.
And yeah, the subtitles work. They're easy. Like, it's a French show. People wouldn't have any problem with watching just full-on French with subtitles.
Yeah. I think the show, they've realized their age demographic, and I think a lot of people our age do watch it just kind of, like, for fun, but I do think a lot of probably, like, 14-year-olds are watching this, and I feel like they're really targeting that kind of tween thing.
Yeah, because it's like it is like a French Gossip Girl in a way. Well, not as scandalous.
It's Netflix. They could.
They could be as saucy as they want.
They could, but I think that they're really targeting a younger age demographic, and so they're not really pushing the envelope in any way, you know?
That's so true. Like a CW show.
Totally.
On Netflix.
Yeah. It's like a WB show on Netflix, you know? Like,
oh,
pre-CW.
Yeah.
TBT, like,
I miss the WB.
I know. Same. Oh my god, Tuesday nights, Gilmore Girls, and then One Tree Hill.
Oh, I mean, epic. You don't get better.
You
than
really
show.
Don't.
What did you think of Alfie? We forgot about a whole character.
Forgot about Alfie. I think Alfie was a nice breath of fresh air. And
also a smoke show.
Also a smoke show. So hot. He felt like an actual person. And I feel like there's very few people on the show that feel like real people. Sylvie is one. And he's another. That might be
and
it.
And that... Anyone else? He was like the perfect look in the mirror for Emily, I feel like. And I think that's why I genuinely enjoyed their little romance. I really hope he's back in the third season, although I don't know that we can handle another love triangle. So,
right.
Fingers crossed we work that out.
Mm-hmm.
Another character addition that I was just shocked that this is what she's doing is Kate Walsh.
Yes.
I live and die for Kate Walsh. She is Addison Montgomery in Grey's Anatomy, which you guys know is my favorite show. Also just got renewed for a 19th season, so I'll be watching that until the day I die. But Kate Walsh, like, what was the most unlikable character ever in this? She didn't even go into labor.
So that, like, weird.
The whole finale was signs that she was about to go into labor and then didn't happen. And that was very, I also forget. So I'm pretty, she was single in the first season and didn't know who the father was. I remember, like, because I just watched the first episode. And I am confused that even though she was about to give birth, like, based on what Emily's had to do, like, I feel like she could have moved to Paris and taken the role.
100%. If she can fly She's to
in Paris,
Paris
now.
Yeah, like, why?
At least she'd be set up with, like, a crib if she was, you know, already in Paris this whole time. So what would you suggest?
I think.
What storylines would you like to focus on if you were on the writing team? If you were on the writing team, which, believe me, I don't think you're going to be asked to be on the writing team.
Do you think they'll want me? Do you think they'll find me? No. There's no character development at all.
Like, I don't think she's growing as a human in this journey.
No.
Did you ever watch that show, The Hookup Plan?
No.
It just came out, the third and final season, I think. It's very, like, a quick half-hour rom-com show, and it is delightful. It's French, and it's in French, which is not mutually exclusive.
Apparently not.
Well, hopefully next time we review a show you enjoy more.
You know what, though?
Which show will that be?
It's a polarizing show, and I feel like we're representing the two sides of that. So we both made our case.
You know, I have to be a woman of the people. A woman of the masses.
A regular Princess Di.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you so much. All right. Well, I'm going to go watch Euphoria.
Me too. Let's text after and talk about it.
Perfect.